We're exactly 2 weeks out. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll have official regular season NFL football, and I can't wait, especially to find out who the wild cards are and what they're going to provide for this season.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. It's your boy Theo Dorsey here with you on this Thursday evening. I got my guy Damian Perez in for C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. C-Cat going to be on our high school game day coverage for high school football tonight because that actual football action is already in place, already kicking off and getting going. And Damian, you and I are going to kick it here for the next hour on Theoretically Speaking. We're talking about the wild cards, the wild cards of the NFL. Do you play I mean, I don't know how much of a cards game player are you. Are you a big Uno guy?
I love Uno. Who doesn't love Uno, right?
I absolutely hate Uno.
Oh, man.
I absolutely hate Uno. I think it's the most overrated card game.
Is it because you always lose?
It's not that.
Okay.
It's not that. I'm overly competitive. I just feel like Uno is such a game of chance and randomness and not as much of a game of skill. Like, I love spades. I'll play some Bidwiz. I'll even play some speed. Are you a speed guy when it comes to cards?
I love cards, man. Like you said, I'm a competitive person myself. I love to compete. Wherever I can compete, man, I'm down for it.
Uno's whack. Uno's whack. And also the problem with Uno is, too, no matter where you go, it depends on what house you're at, who you're playing with, what environment you're in. Everybody's got all these different rules and these qualifiers. Like,
that's true.
It just ruins the game for me. It ruins it for me. I'm out on Uno. It's the most overrated card game. When you pull it out at a party, I usually go off to the kitchen and get an extra drink or something and let y'all have it. I'm all the way out on Uno, but that's not what this is about. The reason why I brought that up is, in Uno, everybody wants the wild card. Everybody wants the card that you can play that can overrule the color, that can change the game in your favor. In the NFL, though, I would argue, you don't necessarily want your team to be known as a wild card. You don't necessarily want your team's fate, the season, to ride on one singular person or coach that is considered a wild card. That's somebody who you can't really expect. You don't know what to expect from them, but their impact can change so much for you. And there's one particular player this year, and we're going to see him in action tonight for the Indianapolis Colts, suiting up at quarterback, the 22-year-old Anthony Richardson, who we got just a little taste of last season. But in the words of Paul Pierce, infamously, I don't want a taste. We want the whole load of Anthony Richardson. And we're going to finally, hopefully, get that this year. And I do think that, Damian, his play, what he's able to do on the football field for that Colts team with Shane Steichen, with a team that overperformed expectation last year based on the fact that Richardson only played four games, he only finished two games, how good Anthony Richardson can be, how excellent his play can be at the quarterback position, and if he can play all 17 games for the Colts this year, he's the single greatest wild card in the league coming into the 2024 season. So much of the hopes of the Colts, as well as maybe the future of that franchise, and really, honestly, I mean, to keep it frank, there's a lot of fantasy football drafters that are drafting Anthony Richardson high this year as well that are expecting him to be a league winner. Richardson can really break this thing wide open, or he can disappoint a lot of folks, and I do think it goes back directly to a guy who we haven't seen a lot from in his professional career. He's only started, 17 games since high school. This will be his 18th game starting when he kicks off the season with the Colts at home against the Texans this year. So we haven't seen a lot from Anthony Richardson, and there's been a lot left to be there's a lot left on the bone there. But if he can prove to be one of the budding superstar quarterbacks in this league, not only will we have another fun team out of the AFC to watch with another prolific offense, that can shake things up when it comes to that AFC. It's deep. You're a Dolphins fan, Damian. You know how tough it is to squeeze in the playoffs in today's AFC.
Today's AFC, man. I've known it for how many years, how tough it is to make the playoffs in the AFC?
That's because Tom Brady was just rolling over your division for so long.
Exactly. But
sorry about that, by the way.
You said it, man. Anthony Richards, small taste, but you can see the talent. You know, we've seen it at UF. He's got the arm talent. And the Colts drafted a Donnie Mitchell, man. He dropped to the Colts in the second round. So that team has been loading up in weapons. I think
we know what we're going to get from Shane Steichen. We know what we're going to get from the backfield in Jonathan Taylor, who was a premier superstar
blanked.
Back, right?
He was banged up last year. Yeah. I anticipate him to be healthy. I mean, Anthony Richards can really blow the roof off that ceiling.
He can make something shake for the Colts in a way that we haven't seen since we had a guy like Andrew Luck out there tossing the pigskin around, providing hope for that team. It's not one of those things where it's just, yeah, that will be fun. That could be entertaining. That will be great as a football fan to see. I really do think this year coming into this season, it's unpredictable what Anthony Richardson can do if he does start 17 games for the Colts. The high point of that is super duper. That ceiling is super high based off what we saw Shane Steichen do with a dual threat quarterback in Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia when he had his runner-up MVP season and was able to bring the Eagles all the way to the Super Bowl within plays of beating Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm tantalized at the very proposition of us having yet another budding superstar in the AFC at the quarterback position, and that is Anthony Richardson. He is the wild card with the most amount of swing this year coming into the NFL season, which again kicks off in 2 weeks. We got Chiefs and Ravens. It's going to be a rematch of the AFC Championship game. I'm pumped for the NFL season to get back going. We're a few days away from Dublin, Ireland, with Florida State and Georgia Tech kicking off the college football season. Like, it's here. It's fall, and I hope y'all are all the way in it as well, all the way locked in as we are here right here on Theoretically Speaking. But who's going to be that biggest wild card? Coach, player, front office member, maybe if you're the Carolina Panthers, it's your owner, David Tepper, who's maybe the craziest wild card, and maybe not even a wild card. You just know he's going to do erratic stuff. Who's going to be the biggest wild card coming into this NFL season that can swing things in ways that will really move the needle based on what teams are contenders, what teams are competing for championships, competing for playoff spots, or they're going to disappoint in a big way and have that team in the cellar? Hit us up right here on Theoretically Speaking, the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Who or what is the biggest wild card in this NFL season? The Baptist Health Hotline, are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. When I think about last year's NFL season, when I think about the way that things panned out, how the playoffs ended up being and where we got as a league, I mean, you can consider a couple of these guys the wild cards that swung the pendulum. Think about Jordan Love. The way that the Packers were set up, we knew that LaFleur was a not a genius, but maybe a brilliant head coach in this league. We saw what he was able to do with Aaron Rodgers. That was all reinforced literally by the play of Jordan Love, who was playing on a prove-it contract at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and it didn't even start off strong. It was a slow start to the season. There was a lot of doubts around whether or not Jordan Love would be the heir apparent and be a guy that can fill the shoes of Aaron Rodgers. And what did he do on the back end of that year? Carried the Packers in a way that, you know, since the clock turned November, they were winning these really tough, pivotal games. They were able to get all the way into the postseason and then topple the Cowboys and turn them into a state of frenzy there. And now he's a guy that's making $50+ million a year for the Packers. And people like me are singing his praises as a potential future Hall of Famer. Like, that's how much things can change in one calendar year in the NFL. And there's a couple of guys that are right at the top of that list. I thank Anthony Richardson for the Indianapolis Colts. I remain in the AFC and look at a guy who we've seen play at a superstar level before, but it was 2020 since we've seen him have a great season, since we've seen him look like a quarterback that you can trust your franchise with. Now, that didn't stop the Cleveland Browns for giving this guy $200+ million guaranteed. But Deshaun Watson, I mean, if he can just be better than a 35-plus-year-old Joe Flacco, if he could be better than a geriatric Joe Flacco for that Cleveland Browns team, which has one of the scariest dudes in the league in Myles Garrett, which has Amari Cooper, who's a true number one receiver still, even at this age, You have a head coach in Kevin Stefanski who made Baker Mayfield look like a guy that should be invested in. And then you get the return of Nick Chubb, the pride of Cleveland, the guy that embodies what Browns fans really kind of rally behind. They love that guy, a dog. Like, if Deshaun Watson is any good this year, the Browns should be able to consider themselves a contender. They were just in the postseason last year with Joe Flacco, with Deshaun Watson missing a lot of games. A lot of Browns fans all the way out on the dude, and I don't blame them for it, but he's a huge wild card. Can we see the play anything similar to what we saw back in the 2020s, the earlier in his career? Or is he going to give up that lethargic effort that we've seen since? I don't know. But again, that's what a wild card is. That's how big of a sway that can be. And for those two teams, two AFC teams in a conference stacked with quarterbacks, that's going to be integral for the advancement of those franchises. And if I were to say one way or the other for the Browns, I don't see Watson returning to form. And maybe that's just me rooting against the guy. And maybe that's just me also knowing that there's so much prolific quarterback play in the AFC. For the Dolphins last year was the weather, Damian.
Yeah.
I mean, are you sick of people talking about how they can't win games in the cold?
I mean, the narrative is there because if you see it, all the sample size show us that they cannot.
Yeah.
But that is the prove it. That's the deal that they have to prove, you know? They got to go up to Buffalo. They got to be Buffalo and Buffalo.
Yeah.
That's kind of the hurdle that Dolphins have to jump.
They're going to have to jump that hurdle. And I don't look at Tua Tagovailoa as a wild card. A lot of people do see his play or what he's able to do for this team, whether or not he's able to raise the ceiling as maybe that's considered a wild. I think you know what you get from that guy. He's pretty consistent as a quarterback. He's delivered at a level for the Dolphins where their offense has been really, really good with Mike McDaniel and all the weapons that are all now reinvested into. Now his confidence is at an all-time high. He's paid. He's secured. I mean, you know the brother is feeling good and comfortable the way that he's now opening up about his previous relationship with Brian Flores and whatnot. Might have taken it too far, calling him a terrible person. But again, once you get paid, once you get that real security behind you, sometimes that veil kind of comes back a little bit and you're able to open up and get comfortable. Like, what does a comfortable Tua Tagovailoa look like in the league now? This might be the first year he goes into it actually feeling like he's not just best position to win with all the weapons the Dolphins have this year and Mike McDaniel believing in him and the team paying him. Also, he proved to himself and everybody else last year, hey, I played a full 17. I was healthy.
Led the league in yards.
Led the league in passing yards. Maybe I didn't. Sure. I looked bad in some of those cold weather games. I wasn't able to contend or compete at the highest level against those playoff teams except for that win over the Cowboys. But I'll be damned if he didn't prove at least that the injury concerns are a little bit more in the rearview mirror. So Tua less of a wild card, just more of a guy that has a lower ceiling, and we'll see what they're able to churn out of that with the Miami Dolphins. Evan Cohen, who you hear on Unsportsmanlike 6 to 10 a.m., compare them to the old Cincinnati Bengals with Marvin Lewis and Andy Dalton. And when I think about that comp, when I think about those two teams mirrored against each other, I'm like, is that a diss? It's kind of spot on.
I would say better offense.
Better offense, yeah. But expectations as well as what they're delivering when it comes to winning games at a high level season after season. Like, we haven't had a big enough sample size of it. It's only been really 2 years of this iteration, but I can see this carrying over for the next couple of years. And maybe it's not an indictment on the Dolphins. Again, it's praise for what strength this AFC has and how many elite quarterbacks are just up and down the list. When you look at that conference, we're going to bring Steve Pilot Sr., Uncle Steve, in on the other side for a safe bound get around. Before we get to that, though, I got to tell you where you need to take your tell tonight if you want to win $10,000. It's a lot of money, baby. That's a lot of money. 10K. And we're at it again this week with Michelob Ultra. Your chance again this week on tonight at Bonefish Max in Wellington. It's from 6 to 8, right after Theoretically Speaking gets off the air. 6 to 8, you can putt your way to 10K. Show us your golf skills while drinking some great beers. You got $4.50 drafts of Ultra during the event, and who wouldn't want $10,000? You drive for the show. You literally tonight in Wellington putt for the dough. You must be 21 or older to participate. Southern Eagle reminds you to always drink responsibly, and we'll see you there. Again, Bonefish Max in Wellington. From 6 to 8 tonight. Puff for the dough, baby. That's Damian Perez filling in for C-Cat on a Thursday. On the other side, we got Uncle Steve pulling up for a safe bound get around. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Does Aaron Rodgers still really, like, love football? Like, competing, getting out there, getting after it? I'm curious. There's been a lot of signs this offseason that makes me wonder. And at his age, coming off of that, you know, terrible injury he had last year. I'm not blaming him if he doesn't love it the same way, but there are reasons to believe that maybe the guy has other priorities these days. But again, the Jets are one of those teams. We're talking about wild cards in the NFL, teams and players, coaches that can swing things in either way, and you don't know what's going to happen. You know the impact's going to be huge, but you can't really predict it. Aaron Rodgers' play and his health for the New York Jets this year, going to be pretty impactful, not just in the AFC East, but you would think in that conference as a whole. Theo Dorsey back with you here, Theoretically Speaking. Damian Perez in for CCAT, and we're rolling. The 2024 season, we're 2 weeks out. Chiefs-Ravens getting things kicked off with a rematch of that AFC Championship game. We're sticking in the AFC as we continue our preview series, Teddy Two-a-Days, and we're going to angle in on a team that actually is in that AFC East, and there's a lot of people that have varying opinions on where they're going to end up come the end of the year.
Hood, hike!
Teddy Two-a-Days taking on the Buffalo Bills out in that AFC East. Now, the one thing about the Bills this year that we can be assured of, we can be confident in, well, they've got that big fella, 6'5" out of Wyoming, Josh Allen, who's going to be just a wrecking ball, a complete wrecking ball. A lot of people call him like Cam Newton 2.0. I would caution you with that because that could be part of the issue for the Bills. Last year, the Buffalo Bills were 11-6 AFC East champions. They made that late run. Remember, the Dolphins left the window open. They left it open for the Bills, and they surged back from that really, really abysmal start. There was a good chance the Bills were going to miss the playoffs at one point, and they end up winning the AFC East. In the offseason, the Buffalo Bills, well, they lose Stephon Diggs to the Texans. They lose Jordan Poyer. That defense now, especially now that Matt Milano, the linebacker, is likely going to be out for some time here. You don't know when he's going to return for the Bills. That's a lot of subtractions from a squad that they won 11 games last year. And I look on Hard Rock Bet, Damian, the win total's 10.5.
That's a dangerous line because I could see it going over. But at the same time, they're in a tough division. I could see that line going under.
Yeah, like, on paper, they got worse this year. On paper, the Bills lost more targets than anybody else. I didn't even mention Gabe Davis, who's now with the Jaguars. There's a lot to be seen from this team this year. The win total, 10.5. They've also got a first-place schedule, and they've now had 5 straight double-digit win seasons, so it makes sense that win total being that high. Let's talk about if everything goes right, if everything goes correct.
The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
This is a Bills team that if Josh Allen is in MVP form, if he's able to stay healthy throughout the year, and maybe Keon Coleman steps up, maybe it's Khalil Shakir, maybe Dalton Kincaid can be what they're purporting him to be. James Cook in the backfield, James who they Cook. Leaned on heavily last year. Like, they're hoping Dalton Kincaid can be like Travis Kelce 2.0. That's what they drafted him to be.
And he very much can. He showed last year that he can be the number one tight end in the league. I don't know if he will because there still is Travis Kelce in the mix. But he showed it that he does have that potential and that ceiling.
He's got that potential. He has the target opportunity with everyone leaving there. The ceiling for this team, if everything goes right, 13 wins. I mean, that's not crazy to say when you have a guy like Josh Allen who could go balls to the wall for 17 games. He's a turnover machine, yes, which is why I'm out on him as a franchise quarterback, as a guy that can win Super Bowls. I'm out on the Josh Allen experience. But that volatility, it also provides room for excellence. 13 wins, the ceiling for this team. But what if it all goes wrong? The floor for this team, the Buffalo Bills in 2024, they could be the most disappointing team in the league. I say 6-11. That's not without the range of outcomes. What if the Jets are actually good this year? What if Aaron Rodgers plays up to par? Not the MVP level of 2021 that everybody's acting like he's going to jump right back in and be, but good enough. Let's not forget when the Bills opened the season against the Jets and Aaron Rodgers dropped out four snaps in, Zach Wilson led that team to a win over the Bills because of Josh Allen's play. Also, everybody keeps on comparing Allen to Cam Newton. Well, one thing you want to remember is that Cam Newton thing, it was here and it went down.
It did plummet.
Really quickly because of injuries, because of the recklessness with his body, because of the way that the Panthers didn't protect him enough from himself. The shoulder injury. Like, you can see Josh Allen, who helicopters into people, literally just picking up an injury or two along the way that just deteriorates his play here and there, here and there. And then how much can you rely on a guy like James Cook? How much can you rely on these new rookie receivers? Khalil Shakir, 24 years old. Keon Coleman, fresh out of FSU. When you don't have the elite level play of Josh Allen, it can get really bad for the Bills this year. They can be the most disappointing team, 6-11, not out of the realm of possibilities, but not what I think is going to happen. Here it is, the Big Teddy crystal ball. The Bills are going to go 9-8 this year. Under the win total.
I was going to say the line did not hit.
Under the win total, and I would bet the under quickly on this Buffalo Bills team. Not because I have any doubts about the rest of that roster, but it's Sean McDermott, who usually coaches a good defense, and Josh Allen. And the bet that the Bills organization is making right now is that they can do what Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes did. And that is, you trade off your number one target. You have a lot of questions around that offense that you hope that your quarterback is going to be able to solve. And you can still go out there and compete at a high level, uptick even more.
Does that add or remove pressure from the quarterback? If you have all these questions with your weapons.
It adds pressure.
It adds?
When you're Josh Allen, it adds pressure. If he's a young, unproven guy that hasn't been on the big stage yet, yeah, the pressure's alleviated because you can blame other people. The Bills made a bet on Josh Allen. And when you're that turnover prone, when you're that volatile, and when you're that reckless with your body, it's just a bet I wouldn't be willing to make at that high of a level. I think they have a setback this year. They go 9-8. They can bounce back in the years to come as they grow with experience. They grow together as an offense. They add more pieces and bounce back from losing Stephon Diggs. We've never seen Josh Allen be good without Stephon Diggs on the field. And I don't think you could just snap your fingers and expect him to do what Mahomes did in a season right afterwards because, again, Travis Kelce, Dalton Kincaid ain't that yet. Josh Allen, not even a shade of what Patrick Mahomes is. And Sean McDermott can't comp to what Andy Reid provides, especially offensively. That's the prediction right there for the Bills. That's how it's going to play out. That's their fate. 9-8. They're the ones in the AFC East that missed the playoffs. I do have the Dolphins and Jets making it, and the Jets actually winning the division. Aaron Rodgers showing up when the expectations are low. My one thing, in case you missed it, for the Bills, Mitch Trubisky's still backing up Josh Allen. So if you do inevitably get a game or two where Josh Allen is banged up, has to sit out, that's your guy, Mitch Trubisky, that has to step in and fill in for Josh Allen. And that's just, again, when you're talking about these things, when you're making these bets on win totals going into the year, you have to consider all parties involved. And I would not be banking on a Mitch Trubisky replacement-level quarterback being able to step in and get wins with this Bills roster. Maybe when they had Diggs.
Yeah, man, that would be a Mitch Trubisky with all the question marks. All the question marks you were asking about Josh Allen, you're asking the same question marks with Mitch Trubisky.
Even worse.
Good luck.
And the ceiling isn't there. That is Teddy Tuadays. We continue our series previewing the 2024 NFL season. The Bills not going to foot the bill, especially if you're putting your hard-earned money on that 10.5 win total. I would not touch it with a 10-foot pole. Do we have Uncle Steve? Is Uncle Steve, can we try to get him back on the line? We have not been able to. Let's try to reach back out to him before we get into our safe bound get around here on Theoretically Speaking on this Thursday. When it's a family affair, you want to make sure the fam is there. And with the safe bound get around, which is how we hit every single major topic across America and today across the globe, it's fun, it's exciting, and it also provides you an opportunity, if you've been missing out on what's been shaking in the sports world, to get caught up with us here as a show family here on Theoretically Speaking. Tonight, I'm excited because I get to go out and hit some high school football action. I'm going to be going out to Lake Worth, checking out Dr. Joaquin Garcia. We're going to have that stuff up for you tonight on ESPN West Palm Play on the YouTube coverage, so we'll be able to shake out some good stuff. C-Cat's going to follow up the show with High School Game Day and the guy Colin Russo. It's going to be a great night. But before we get to all of that, before I hop in the car and cover some football, we got to hop on the safe bound get around and tackle the nation's top topics. The SafeBound Get Around, brought to you by SafeBound Moving and Storage. You're safe with SafeBound.
Next stop,
Raida, Saudi Arabia. It's actually home of Al Nassr Football Club, where star forward Cristiano Ronaldo launched his YouTube channel Wednesday, and he's already set the record for the fastest YouTuber with 1 million subscribers. He's past like 15 million right now. The rich getting richer because everybody wants to know what the latest Ronaldo content is. He's already put up like 20 videos. The dude is working.
All I will say about that is, did that get him a World Cup?
Oh, is that where you're going?
I'm just asking. Digging,
yeah, come on, man.
I'm just asking because as Ronaldo, I mean, it's cool. You got the plaque. You broke the records. But at the end of the day, that cloud is still there. Lionel Messi won a World Cup and Cristiano Ronaldo did not.
If Messi created a YouTube channel today, do you think he could break this Ronaldo record? I think it took him like 90 minutes to get to a million.
Absolutely.
You think?
I have no doubt. No doubt in my mind.
Messi,
no
a big, that, you know what? That should be a challenge, Messi. If you're out there, I know you're kicking it around with Inter Miami. You've got the World Cup. You got all these accolades. Let's see if you can break that YouTube record. And while you're at it, subscribe to Theoretically Speaking on YouTube at Theo Speaking.
Next stop,
the Falcons. They are extending AJ Terrell to a 4-year, $81 million deal, making him the second highest paid corner in the NFL. Are they a serious contender?
Like, I hate to do, like, they're building a contender and they're in the NFC South, so they'll win that division easily and they'll be in the playoffs. I have no faith in this Falcons team winning playoff games, like against some of the top NFC teams. When I think about the Detroit Lions, when I think about the San Francisco 49ers, who I do think still for the Niners, they're more likely to miss the playoffs than they are to get back to the Super Bowl. But if they are matched up against the Falcons in the playoffs, I got the Niners pulling through. The Eagles, the Cowboys, like, yes, the Falcons are going to win their division handily, but when you're relying on Kirk Cousins in the playoffs, we saw what happened for the Vikings a few years back. We've seen what happened in the past for the Commanders, and I would not put my trust, my faith, or my hard-earned money on a Hard Rock bet on the Falcons advancing through the playoffs. But they got the NFC South wrapped up. We only got to play those games.
Next stop.
After torching them in joint practices, it is reported that Aaron Rodgers officially will not play in the Jets preseason finale versus the Giants.
Already had his way with him.
His next action is slated to come on Monday Night Football, September 9th at San Francisco versus the 49ers.
Nothing could go wrong, right? Aaron Rodgers debuting in Monday Night Football. I will say this. It is weird to me that he wouldn't want to get out there in the game action in the preseason one more time, especially against a non-threatening team like the Giants. He saw how easy it was in practice. Also, just again, he's missed and skipped so many things this offseason. How much does the dude care about setting the tone and the culture for that team? How much of a leader is he going to be for that squad this year? And how good, like, I have the Jets winning that division, but it's more so based on everything around Aaron Rodgers. I just hope he can be like above league average at quarterback. And that could do it. That defense, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, got a squad out there in New York.
Next stop.
Olympian and Team USA sprinter Noah Lyles sets the parameters for a race with Tyreek Hill. And quote, if somebody wants to sponsor the event and we're racing for millions of dollars and it's on a track and we're running 100 meters, then sure, we can race.
I really don't give a f-.
I'm sorry, like, Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles going back and forth about a race that we know is not going to happen, it doesn't interest me. I'm sick of all the headlines on it. And on top of that, too, Noah Lyles has this title of fastest man in the world. And I just can't wait till the 2028 Olympics in L.A. Not just for the thrill of the competition and to watch these sports and you know, all these different categories that we love so much. I just can't wait for somebody to steal that title so I can stop having to respond and react to everything this dude does. He's very, you know, he's very fast. Also, just kind of corny.
Next stop.
There has been no cursing on Hard Knocks this year at the request of the Bears owners, the McCaskey family.
Yeah.
Who don't want profanity around their team.
They mean, is there a reason? You don't like saying the cities like Chicago, Illinois? You can't tell me where I'm at? Chicago,
Illinois.
There we go. I'm in the Windy City, baby. I'm out here kicking it. I'm vibing, baby. I love it out there in the Chi. Yeah. They don't want cussing around their team and their franchise. I can't blame them. But you know what? If Caleb Williams told me he wanted to cuss, if he wanted to get out some explicitives and that family was trying to stop him, I'd say you need to roll out the red carpet and let the man do what he wants to do. What he's about to do for that franchise in that city, it turning things around is it's going to be remarkable. We're on we're at the doorstep right now of the Bears being a serious year after year contender with a real franchise quarterback. Anytime there's a Bears topic, I'm all in. Hard Knocks has been fun, and I can't wait to see what's next for those Bears. I can't wait to see that offense actually in action.
Next stop.
And we wrap up the Safe Bound Get Around, as we always do, back here in West Palm Beach. And you know what? If you are going to be on a Get Around, and you're out, and you're about, and then you come back home to the crib, you want to make sure that house that you're at is comfortable, safe, feeling good. And the only way to ensure that, especially in these summer months when it's so hot outside, is to be locked in with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. That's where you can go right now to set an appointment around your schedule. Maybe you want to get your indoor air quality checked out. Maybe you do want to become a Gold Plan member like me so you can get those 2 checkups per year. If you're not doing preventative care with your AC unit, if you're not having someone service it twice a year, you're doing yourself a disservice, because now you're going to have to call for a repair, and you're going to have to be on that emergency list if it happens late at night, and now your house is heating up. You know it. You've been there. Don't put yourself in that situation again. Do it today. EDS, EDSisYes.com. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, your trusted AC experts in Palm Beach County. They got a 4.8-star Google rating with over 760 reviews. Let's see Ronaldo do that. All right? All the subscribers, you ain't got all those reviews, and you don't got that 4.8-star Google rating. They've been keeping you cool since 2006. EDSisYes.com, EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. And I do have to address something right here. A commenter here on the YouTube stream, and again, at Theo Speaking, you can tap in and subscribe. He says, Jalen says, I don't think the NFC South belongs to the Falcons as of yet. Who's going to come and get it? Who else in the AFC, in the NFC South, between the Panthers, who again, you got Canales in the door. You hope that he's able to show you something with Bryce Young. You got Deontay Johnson in there. Maybe that offense can turn into something that's formidable. But last year, it looked like one of the most decrepit displays of a professional offense that we've seen in the modern day, right? Like, I thought Jeff Fisher was out there coaching those dudes. You got the Buccaneers, who lose Canales, and you're going to bank on Baker Mayfield having consecutive good seasons. Like, I talked with Thad Lewis, who is the quarterback's coach now, former quarterback in the league for the Buccaneers. I talked with him. He's optimistic about what Baker can do, but he's his coach. He's trying to pump confidence into the guy. And then you have the Saints, the most directionless franchise right now in the league. Every Dennis Allen press conference, I get more conflated and confused with where they're trying to go. The Falcons have the NFC South locked up, sealed, and delivered. But they'll lose pretty early in the playoffs, so don't get your hopes up too high. On the other side, we're bringing in our friend, the homie, Tina in the Wild. She's going to pull up, get some theoreticals in. That's Damian Perez. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
It's your boy. And we back on a Thursday. My guy, Damian Perez, on the other side of the glass. In for C-Cat. And in the stew on a Thursday, per usual, the homie Tina has pulled up. What's cracking? I know you got some big plans here after the show.
Yes, I do. Happy Thirsty Thursday, Theo and Damian.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Before I walked in the show today, I was like, don't be alarmed by my outfit change with what you saw like 30 minutes ago. Yeah. I'm going to a concert tonight at, I think, Financial Amphitheater, Dan and Shay. So I got my cowgirl boots on right now.
I didn't see the boots yet. You got the cowgirl boots on.
Yeah.
You got the jean shorts.
Yep, jean shorts. I got a cute little, like, I guess, like, country-ish belt. I don't know what you would describe this. But yeah, I was like, don't be alarmed. I look a little different from the athletic apparel I was wearing an hour ago. But yeah, I got some plans tonight. I'm excited.
Ready
Hopefully
to
the
rock.
Weather stays, you know, not raining.
Well, you know, you can't. We're talking NFL wild cards today. That's the ultimate wild card, is the weather here in South Florida, especially this time of year. So You got a poncho on hand, an umbrella or something?
Yeah, I've got a poncho on hand. Thankfully, ESPN's Palm has some ponchos, so I'll be putting that in my pocket in case I need it later today, but hopefully I don't.
Well, That poncho can protect you from the rain. We got some breaking news, actually, out of Major League Baseball. This poncho can't protect you from a pink slip.
Breaking news on ESPN 106.3 is brought to you by St. Lucie Battery and Tire. If your vehicle has issues with braking or other issues, get it fixed right now at St. Lucie Battery and Tire.
The Seattle Mariners reportedly fired manager Scott Servais. They're in the midst of a two-month-long collapse, having blown a 10-game lead in the division. They are five games back of the Houston Astros in the AL West. And honestly, they're playing 500 baseball right now altogether as a team. 500 baseball, 64-64, but the Mariners have had enough out there in Seattle. Speaking of places where it rains left and right, feel bad for the guy. Absolutely does nothing for me and my confidence in what the heck is going on in the Major League Baseball season. But I had to, I'm a man of the people.
Mm-hmm.
When news breaks,
yes,
you got to deliver it. So, yeah, Scott Servais out as manager of the Mariners. Hate to rain on the parade of the good time we were having here on Theoretically Speaking. Tina, we had a good time chopping it up here today in the station, right? Actually, we had an Uncle Steve sighting. Saw him there in person. I don't know what happened to him. We'll have to figure out. We'll have to do a welfare check to make sure he's good. He wasn't able to pull up today.
Yes.
But we also had a team walk this morning. Got some exercise in.
We did have a team walk day because we're going through like this GKB Olympics throughout the whole company.
Yeah.
And of course, I got to add that walk to my fitness of the day. But this morning, I started off my day with F45.
Both? You did both?
I've done a lot of exercise today. Yeah. I'm currently in marathon training. So I did an exercise this morning at F45, a little upper body. And then I went and ran my 3 miles that I needed for today. And then ended up doing the walk. So I'm a bit sore. My body's hurting right now. But F45 is preparing me for this marathon in December. And again, there is F45 Palm Beach Gardens, F45 West Palm Beach. The coaches there, they also are aware that I'm in this training at the moment. And they're helping me with exercises if I need to modify them. I've got people around me from F45. We do a run club on Saturdays that they're helping with my training.
Man.
And again, it's a group of motivating people. You can modify. There's times for everyone. F45training.com to find a location near you, or check out F45 Palm Beach Gardens and F45 West Palm Beach's Instagram pages to see the specials that they have going on.
Get locked in. F45, the place to be to train and work out.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals with our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Let's get after it. Let's get after it for sure. That music a little, tune that out of there so we can actually hear you. Tina, you are how tall, if you don't mind, putting out there here on the radio airwaves?
Oh, I love how tall I am. I'm 5 foot.
Five foot?
I think I'm 5 foot one.
All right, so here's the thing. One time I've asked you this, you said you were 5'2" that day?
No, 5'1". I said I was 5'1" today, yes.
You still struggle sometimes to figure out what day, what height you are. But
my license says 5'1".
Yeah.
I think I'm 5 foot.
Does that count? Like, David, do you have to go by license or do you have an actual height? At this age, you're not growing or shrinking yet.
Yeah.
I would say you have to go with your license.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the official document. It's the last word.
Yeah. Okay. Until you hit, I don't know what age you start shrinking at. I know that everybody goes through that process. Uh-huh. But yeah, 5 foot flat. That's where you're at.
Yes.
Do you get offended at all? You say you love your height. Do you get offended when people use adjectives to describe you as small, tiny Tina or anything?
No, not at all. I love it. And I said on the show that same day when I said I'm 5'1" today or whatever, I said I wish I was an inch or two shorter. I love being tiny and short and small.
Yes. Okay. So you're rocking with it.
Yeah,
you're rocking with it.
And again, I love it.
I got a correction. It's Scott Servais with the Mariners, by the way. So the guy gets fired and he gets his name mispronounced here on Theoretically Speaking. What a day for Scott Servais, who got the pink slip from the Mariners. I think that's cool for you to embrace it. I wonder if starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers feels the same way. Take a listen to this. Cam Jordan, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints. He was asked about the Carolina Panthers, who the Saints are going to play Week 1 on the Up and Adams podcast, and he's a bit of a troll. And here's what he had to say. This is what he called him.
You get Patrick Week 5 Monday Night Football.
Ooh, that's a Week 5er. We got some games. I was focused on Lil Bryce.
Of course,
the first game.
You're not looking past him at all.
Yeah, and then
why are we calling him Lil Bryce?
Yeah. That's messed up.
Because he's young. He's your rookie for your year, first year in three games. So
Bryce Young's like 5'9", buck 80, soaking wet, starting quarterback for the Panthers. You familiar with Bryce Young, former Heisman winner out of Alabama, now the Panthers' second-year quarterback?
Yes, that hesitation, though.
Yeah.
Like how it took him that long to answer. He's like, oh, how can I make this sound okay or sound not that he's like small?
And he couldn't.
He couldn't, yeah.
He couldn't do it. I mean,
saying like, oh, he's a rookie. Like, you don't say that they're little, though. Like, rookies still start.
The problem with Bryce Young, he looks small. He looks young still because he is a rookie. And Cam Jordan's like 6'4", 280. Like, Cam Jordan is a very, when he's coming off that edge, a very threatening human being to be in front of. If you're Bryce Young, and you speak on behalf of short people everywhere here, Dentine, speak for the short kings as well. If you're Bryce Young, you got to light the Saints up week one, right? Like, that has to light a fire under you.
Oh, yeah. That would light a fire under me and motivate me and be like, well, you want to call me Lil? Like, watch me.
Yeah.
Watch how I do it.
Do you ever comment, like, on short guy? Do you feel confident enough as a short woman to comment on a guy's height, or do you leave that alone? It's a touchy subject for dudes.
I leave that alone. I'm not really actually a fan of the, like, short king. Like saying,
why not?
I don't know. Like, it just, I don't think, do guys actually like that?
I feel like they embrace it.
Some do, some don't.
Short king.
I've met some who do embrace it and some who do not embrace it. And they're like, I hate that.
They hate the verbiage of short king. I thought it was kind of endearing.
I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't comment on height.
Okay.
And again,
okay.
Most people are much taller than me, so.
If you are a short king, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776, do you embrace it? Do you like that moniker? Or do you shy away from it? I think it's pretty, again, it's confidence building. It's nice. King is royalty.
Yeah.
You know, you have a kingdom if you're a short king. Much love to the short kings out there. Y'all played some pickleball. Yesterday, right? And I didn't get the invite.
I know. I'm sorry. You had the show. Yeah. But yes, me and three other teammates here at ESPN's Palm went to the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West. And it was so fun. So fun. I kicked butt. It's indoors. You're not sweating. They've got 12 indoor courts. You could have breakfast, lunch, or dinner there. They've got coffee. They've got muffins. Mm. They've got flatbreads. They've got smoothies. They've got charcuterie boards. They have everything there. A cafe, a bar, a pro shop.
Do they have room for the pickleball?
Yes, there's so much room. It is a massive facility at Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West, and it was so much fun yesterday with the three teammates I went with. You can check out Tina in the Wild. Whoa, slipped there.
Yeah.
Wow, slipped there. Tina in the Wild with 2 D's on Instagram, or the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West Instagram to see everything that they have to offer. But you can still get half off of summer specials discounts today if you join at pickleballclub.com. It was a blast, and I can't wait. I'm actually going back there this weekend because they've got a huge tournament going on. So I'm going to go check out all the pros that are there. They've got like 160 like tournament going there this whole weekend. It's awesome. So check it out. You can beat the heat. It's hot outside right now. You don't break a sweat as much. You could get lessons there if you wanted, or just play for fun.
Anything that's indoor that has an indoor capability in South Florida, especially this time of year, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm all the way
in. It's amazing.
Tina, you have a question here from Jer Bubba in the chat here on YouTube. Again, at Theo Speaking, if you want to tap in. He says, love the show, Theo, and Tina is the coolest of the cool. I bet her smile changes lives for the better.
Oh, that is so sweet. Yeah. I appreciate that so much.
He also has a question for you.
Oh.
Think Sam Darnold going to play well for the Vikings this year?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
We answer that question for you on the other side. That's Tina. That's my guy, Damian Perez, filling in for C-Cat on a Thursday, a thirsty Thursday on Theoretically Speaking. Tina's got a country concert to go to. We answer, does Sam Darnold play well for the Vikings this year? When we return, I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Back with you on this thirsty Thursday, Tina off to the country concert at the amphitheater. And we left with this Vikings inquisition. Will Sam Darnold be good for Minnesota in 2024? No J.J. McCarthy. He's going to be out for the season after the meniscus surgery that he had. Darnold going to be obviously paired with great receiving core. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, the return of T.J. Hockenson at some point. It's funny when you ask that question You would think that having JJ there in the quarterback room, threatening him as a person that can supplant him as a starter, would motivate Darnold maybe to play better. But I honestly think, Damian, in I hate to say it this way, Darnold not having JJ behind his back, having more leeway to have a bad game or two and still be able to be the confident starter for a Kevin O'Connell offense, I think Darnold can be serviceable, a good starter for the Vikings, and squeak out some wins, especially in that offensive system. We saw what they were able to do last year with Josh Dobbs off the couch, like 3 or 4 days into joining the Vikings, getting a win against the Falcons. I think Darnold can be good. He was a you know, top two, top three pick for a reason back then, and a lot of people believe in him. Not long-term success, but they can win some games this year. Sam Darnold going to be a bright spot for the Vikings in that NFC North. Damian, it's time to take the good people home. I know who I want to take me home, take me. Take you home with two things here. Number one, golf and beer. There's not a better pairing in the world. Join Michelob Ultra and the ESPN Street Team this Friday, tomorrow, from 5 to 7 at Harry's Banana Farm in Lake Worth for your chance to putt your way to $10,000, right? It's a lot of money. Not to mention great specials during the event that include $4.50 Ultra and Ultra Light bottles. So come on out to Harry's and show us your putting skills. You must be 21 or older to participate. Southern Eagle reminds you to please drink responsibly, and the ultras will be flowing. Pull up on us. Another thing to take you home with today here, you make a living by what you get. You make a life by what you give. Sure, get those resources to live comfortably, but also pour back into this world, and you'll be surprised with how great you feel afterwards and how great you make others feel. That's a Winston Churchill right there. It's Damian Perez. Appreciate you pulling up and pinch hitting. I'm Theo Dorsey. Thanks to Tina for pulling up as well. Go in love, go in peace, go in joy.